The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell. It's Saturday morning. And of course, that means I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I mean, we're almost officially to spring now.
Well, in the real estate world, we have officially crossed into spring. And that's because yesterday was nationwide match day.
Oh, that's right.
The day that residents find or medical students find out where they're going to do their residency. So a lot of people don't understand how that works. And it's really interesting because, you know, it's sort of like when high school kids are in high school and they apply to college to see where they're going to get accepted, right? So these kids, well, they're not kids, but these young professionals have completed their college, have completed their medical school, and now they have to do what is traditionally 4 years worth of residency or doctor in training. And so they pick where they want to do that and they make applications to, I suppose, 3 or 4 places. I really don't know that. And then they get matched. So if it's a place they picked and that place also picked them, then they're a match. So they all, no matter which medical school you graduated from, they all have the same match day. So it's a national big deal. And in any market where there's a, you know, a hospital that supports residencies, then that's a big deal. So obviously Mayo Clinic is. So there's lots of young, recent graduates of medical school on their way to becoming full-fledged doctors that were matched to be residents at Mayo. And they are out in full forces looking to buy
ringing up the hook.
Anywhere between $250,000 and $400,000. So if you want to go to an open house in that price range this weekend, today or tomorrow, expect to see a lot of competition. I mean, even if you're not at open houses, if you're offering, if you're making offers in that price range, there's going to be a lot of competition.
These future doctors, they get to take advantage of those special mortgage rates, don't they?
Yes. There are 3 or 4 institutions in town. I know for sure that we have Mayo Credit Union. We have Think Bank. We have, I know Home Federal and I think Bremer, but I can't remember for sure right off the top of my head because that's not one that I have relationships with a banker there. But they do physician's loans, which means they don't have to put anything down, so they can get a loan for 0% down, which coming out of medical school might be really handy, right? And then they still don't have to pay mortgage insurance, which is sometimes an extra $300-$500 on the payment. So it's a good deal.
I bet it is. Yeah. I mean, it gives them a boost as most of them are probably carrying significant debt.
Well, and if you think about it, most of them are buying a house that they'll live in for 4 years for their residency.
True.
And not necessarily stay and work here at Mayo. So then they're going to sell their house when they leave anyway. So if they didn't have to use a bunch of their money to put down, it puts them in a good position. So, yeah.
You've tried. So, I mean, that's the, I guess what, the nucleus of the super busy spring for real estate in the Rochester area and other places with the major hospitals. But
right.
You've talked about this before, that things have shifted a little bit and
yeah.
you're finding you're busy all year round.
Okay. So I can tell you that we were at the office yesterday talking about statistics and 74 days into the year was yesterday. So today's day 75. And I can promise you we'll have some sales today, but as of yesterday, day 74 in 2024, we've done 74 sales. So that's a sale a day. So January, February, which are typically your slow time, we have sold a house a day. So there you go. Really
and
busy.
So when people talk about putting their house on the market, what kind of advice do you give them now? Because 10 years ago, you said Got to be in the
spring. Wait till spring. Wait till the spring market. Yeah. And in Rochester, we would say, depending on the price point, if it was a house that would be a good match for residents, we would say, let's fall in line with match day, right? But for like a more expensive house, which the residents probably weren't coming to town to buy, we would say, oh, why don't we do it in June? The kids will be out of school. No one really wants to move before that. You know, those are our busy months. Oh my gosh, that has shifted. And I mean, a big shift in that was the pandemic. Changed a lot of things in the world, didn't it?
It sure did.
But it's just, we've been so low in inventory that no matter when a house comes on the market, it is a good time. And what would normally be a deterrent in winter in Minnesota would be weather. But this year, that wasn't even an issue. So we clearly had no reason not to list the house dead of winter. So we have. We've been listening all along. Spring market has sprung.
And as always, when we talk about real estate, inevitably we talk about interest rates because it is one of the variables that is in the mix.
Of course
it is. Are we seeing good things or are things the same as they have been for a while?
Well, the mortgage rates saw the biggest weekly drop this past week since December. So,
wow.
When we look at nationwide, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage averaged at 6.54% this week, which was down nearly a quarter of a percent from 2 weeks ago. So pretty good.
I'll have to see where the trend takes us.
Yeah. And I feel like, well, according to this particular article, which was from, where did this come from? Real Estate News. It says rates could go back up in coming weeks following a hotter than expected inflation report that will probably keep the rate cuts off the table this spring. Because we were hoping the rate cuts would start this spring, right? And it says, despite inflation coming in a little hotter than expected, mortgage rates eased again this week, indicated that they will probably stay clear of the 7% mark this spring. So we don't have to worry about that. 30-year fixed rate mortgage, I just talked about that. That's down from 6.78 a week ago, a drop of nearly a quarter percentage. So good. 15-year fixed rate averaged at 6.16, which is down from 6.22 a week ago. The inflation report this week showed a small increase in the consumer price index in February, which makes it even more likely that the Federal Reserve won't start cutting rates until June or July. So there you go. They'll still cut them and the rates will still go down. And I still say we will, you can write it down, put my name by it, will be under 6% in my prediction before the end of 2020.
All right. But those numbers you throw out, those are averages, right? You're seeing, correct, depending on people's credit ratings, depending on how much they're borrowing.
Yeah, and that's why I can't ever tell you like what the rate is, because there's so many factors that come in. Every market is different, you know, and the person's credit, the appraisal of the property, you know, is this a risk? There's so many things that they take into, but so these are just average numbers nationwide.
Okay. We'll take a break and we'll come back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9.com. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's Saturday morning. And as it always comes up when we've been talking the past couple years, inventory. There's never enough inventory. Is that still the case? Are we seeing improvement yet? Are people finally ready to start selling?
Our market's still really balanced, you know, as far as like buyers matched to sellers. So things are still, we're still sitting at like 2 months worth of supply or less.
Tight.
So if, Yeah, so if nobody were to list a house, we'd be done selling houses in a couple months. So we'd be in big trouble. But seems like we sell a couple, we list a couple, we sell a couple, we list a couple, we sell, you know, just keeping it even. But according to everything that I have been reading, there are a lot of sellers who are looking to relocate, and not just in Rochester, but all over. There was actually a survey done by Coldwell Banker that found a big increase in the number of sellers who are planning to move to another city or state based on things like prices, what they can get for their money, crime rates, schools, you know, those kind of things are what they're looking at. Not, it used to be, where's my job? Where do I work? But like I mentioned earlier, the pandemic changed a lot in this world, and the flexibility of work from home options have just given people the ability to search outside of where they currently live. Maybe it means go back to be closer to grandma and grandpa or a sibling, so the kids grow up with cousins. You know, so a lot of times it's that draw to family, but it's also, where can we get the biggest bang for our buck? Where can we have the white picket fence in the big yard and afford to pay the payments? So there's a lot of things, but I thought the numbers were interesting, because when they surveyed people, the people who were willing or planning to move to a new city was 19% in 2022. In 2022, but at the end of 2023, that number had jumped to 39%. So people weren't just moving to a bigger house in the same area. They were like moving away so that they could search outside the area for their dream home.
That's amazing. That's almost 40%. That's way higher than I would have thought of it. I wonder too, because if you are in those areas where the prices are extraordinarily high for housing, New York, California, Arizona, and you find a place to move, if you have any equity at all in those homes, you're in great shape to come to the Midwest or something like that.
Exactly. Well, and you know, I think that's why I kept telling or teasing everybody and saying, we have to stop bragging about how mild our winter was, or everybody's going to want to come here. We're going to become the next Austin, Texas, where we get flooded with everybody wanting to move here, and it changes, you know.
As long as we have our harsh winters, we're safe.
That kind of keeps some. Gotta keep some people away, for sure. There are people moving, for sure. And people, you know, there's still going to be people that are staying in the area that are just moving from a smaller house to a bigger house, or from the bigger house to the smaller house. That natural moving is starting to pick up, because that interest rate has kind of settled down and people have adjusted to the fact that, okay, what we were exposed to a few years ago was a fluke, and now we're back to, you know, in the sixes, or maybe back into the fives eventually, but more what's a traditionally normal interest rate.
And that should not be the key to your decision. It should be something that affects your budget.
Exactly.
Which is, that should be the key to your decision.
Exactly. I mean, is this something that with the price you pay and the interest that you pay, put that together, what's the payment? Does that fit your budget? If that's comfortable for your housing budget, perfect. Then do it.
And especially with the gains in equity that we've all seen.
Exactly.
Due to the pandemic, once again, you have a lot of people sitting on a lot of equity right now.
Yes, we do. I haven't looked at those stats recently, but I know a few months ago, 1/3 of the nation owns their house outright. That's a great number. 1/3 of the nation. Yeah, 1/3 of the nation owned more than they owed, you know, so they had more equity, far more equity than what they owed on the house. And then 1/3, so that would be the people probably who have recently purchased, right, owed as much as they own.
Sure.
So.
And I could see.
But the foreclosures and the people losing their houses, that number is way, way, way down.
Way down.
So those are all good things.
I'm imagining somebody who's focused on those interest rates, and they shouldn't be, and they're sitting on a lot of equity. Let's say they already paid off half their house because they've lived there long enough.
Right. And then the value has gone up. So now they're paying more. Yeah.
And if they were to actually meet with you, talk to you on the phone, whatever it may be, and say, well, I'm afraid what my payments would be because of the higher interest rates if we go to that, you know, the next house up in the ladder, let's put it that way. But with their equity,
exactly,
you may completely negate the effects of the higher interest rates. You could end up with lower payments.
Exactly. They're not thinking about, now I get to take that big chunk of cash and put it down. Yeah, you're right. It is. It's a lot more complex than people realize. And a lot of times people just don't think about it. I mean, I actually was dealing with a guy, and this is a very smart man who lives in a very expensive house and doesn't owe anything on it and plans to downsize and says, well, I'm going to have to sell first because to get the 20% down that I'm going to need to buy, I'd have to get it out of here. I mean, I don't owe anything on this one, but that's where I'm like, okay, let me talk to you about bridge loans. Let me talk to you about buying something and then taking a mortgage on it and then recasting that payment after you sell. He's like, whoa, what? You know, and if you don't know, you don't know, right?
Yeah.
So you just find somebody who does know and you talk about it and you find out what your options are and then you move forward.
Yeah. Don't be frozen in place if you don't need to be. Or at least find out that you don't need to be frozen in place, that there are options.
Exactly. And don't stay in the house that you're bursting at the seams, or don't stay in the house that you can't manage anymore and you really want to get to the one level, but oh man, I just hate to do it right now because I better sell this one first. I mean, it's tough to go in and buy in this market with a contingent offer. Not impossible. It's not impossible. There were a few years ago where I would have told you it's impossible, but we are seeing it very seldomly because there's going to be somebody competing against you that's not selling a house. So then we have to figure out, how can I sell my house first and then buy a house? Because where do I live in between, right? And there are things like sell my house, now let me rent it back from the people who I sold it to until I find something to buy. I've got the money, I can buy, now they can move. And there's just ways we can do it. I mean, that's one of the hats we wear is problem solver. So we got you.
That's why you need to call Robin.
Yes, please do. Please.
And we'll have to need to take another break, Robin, but we'll be back in a moment with more Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. So you mentioned, Robin, that the inventory is tight, and it has been tight. Is there ever a fear that you're going to run out of them, that the action could hit that wall?
In some price points, we run out, right? And we're just like really scrambling to find something under 250 or what, you know, whatever. But it'll come. I mean, overall, as realtors, as an entire group of realtors, there was recently a study done to see how people feel. And optimism really is up. And there's some reasons for that. Like the statistics show that new listings are up 13% year over year. And again, this is nationwide, okay? But up 13%. I think when we talked about the market report last week or whenever it was, we were up a little bit, 1.5 or 2%. So not 13%, but anyway, they're up. And of the 1,900 agents that were surveyed, 55% of them are seeing inventory up and are saying they expect good home sales over the next 6 months. 37% say things are fair, and only 8%, I don't know where those agents are, but they expect the market to be poor. And it could just be the outlook or the attitude of the individual, too. You never know, right? Was being interviewed. But I'll tell you, from our point of view, our numbers, we finished 2023, I think, down 15%. I think the national average agents finished down 25%. So we did, we fared better than most through those high interest rates. But already through the first quarter, with what we have closed and pending, we are up 20%. So we were down
more than made it up.
F20. So we've already made it up and we're out of the first quarter. So we're doing great. How much time do I have? A few minutes?
Sure. We absolutely
okay.
do.
I just want, all right. So I just want to talk about one thing that I thought was interesting from the National Association of Realtors. There is an article out that says the number of HOAs is expected to grow by 3,000 in 2024 alone. And that's because these HOAs are no longer just in the condos, just in the townhomes, but some new neighborhoods, because the way people's lifestyles are, you know, people are so busy and they're just involved in so much and they don't want to do the lawn mowing or the snow plowing. And rather than trying to find people to contract that workout, because that's not always easy, they're forming neighborhood HOAs. So it's becoming more and more prevalent. So you're going to see probably more neighborhoods in Rochester as well that'll pop up with neighborhood HOAs for individually owned single family homes. So
I could see that being attractive.
Yeah, especially when you have the market that we have with all these young professionals. You know, we talked about all these residents and they put in long hours, and a lot of the nurses work 12-hour shifts, and people are running around with their kids. It's just, it's a busy world we live in. So it's something that could definitely be a benefit.
I wonder if that would be based on the square footage of your lot, or because I can see, especially the lawn mowing, that I would go, I've got this little tiny lot, yeah. And Frank over's got this big
probably,
lot.
The neighborhoods will probably be designed in a way that things are pretty equal. You know, like the lots will probably be quarter acre lots, or, you know, so that they're all the same. Or similar, very similar.
Yeah, okay.
So
redesign.
Yeah, but anyway, so something that I think we'll see, a new trend.
Well, we have a few minutes left, and I always like to ask you before we go if you have any listings you want to share.
I do. I have some hot new listings. We have one that just came on the market at 2166 Hill Place. So nice, you know, right in kind of the heart of the city. And that one was built in 2011. It has 3,127 square feet. It has a 3-car garage, 4 beds, 4 baths, and has had a lot of showing scheduled. So it'll be a busy weekend for sure. And it is $649,900. So we have that. We do have a new piece of land, raw land, over on Rocky Creek Drive. And it is 20 acres. So if you've got some kind of great business idea for that 20 acres, we've got that piece of property for $1.2 million. We've got a new listing over in Wabasha at 1006 Jefferson Avenue. Has a great big, in addition to the 2-car tuck under garage, it has a big shed out back. So for the mechanic or the wood shop guy or whoever might like that extra space, or gal, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, there's that nice space.
And how much was that one?
How much is that one? 269. Oh, yeah, and it's really cute. And it's a one level. It's 3 beds, 1 bath. It's a ranch, but then you go downstairs to get to the garage with the tuck under garage, and then the unfinished space down there. We've got some brand new constructions coming up over in Cooley Way. There will be 5 of them. And they're all right in a row. They're out by the fairgrounds. 3 beds, 2 baths, 1,076 square feet of finish. There's some unfinished space in the lower level, 2-car garage. And they're on big lots, 0.83 of an acre. And they're $319,900. So those are great.
That does sound great.
And then Apple Ridge. I've got this one will sell to a resident this weekend. I can pretty much predict it. It's listed for $350,000, and it's a split level house that's been completely done over. It has a new roof, new furnace, new water heater, new water softener, new windows, new flooring, new appliances. It is just turnkey ready. It's right at the end of a cul-de-sac on Harrelson, 2228 Harrelson. And it is got a nice big backyard that backs up to the woods. So yeah, that's a hot one.
I bet it is. Yeah.
So there you go. Got some variety, and I had some land I was excited to talk about, 30 acres down in Chatfield that I put on in the middle of the week, but sold it the next day, so I can't talk about
that. Is that right?
Yeah. It has the Trout Run River, I think they call it, or something, on the eastern edge.
Feeds into the Root River there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they have, what do you call it? hunting, great hunting, turkey hunting, deer hunting, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, so yeah, no.
That was a hot commodity.
I bet it was. Well, you have a busy weekend ahead of you.
I do.
Of all the things we talked about, plus more, if anybody has anything dealing with real estate, how do they get a hold of you to learn more about what their options might be?
Yes. Whether you're trying to sell a house, whether you want to buy a house, or you just want to learn more about the conditions of the market or anything real estate related, please do not hesitate to call me on my cell phone. That number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin, you have a great weekend and a great week, and we'll talk to you next
Enjoy
Saturday.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, wear the green for sure.
Yeah. Yes, for sure. May the luck of the Irish be with you.
There you go.
And all those residents out fighting for the houses.
All right. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9.